Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
You know, ladies, there's one American trait that's really wonderful. We're persistent. We keep right after something we want until we get it. I mention that because each day now, I'm asked time and time again for Kroger Tenderay Beef. Yes, the folks really want some of that tasty, tender, and delicious world-famous beef. World-famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. However, I'm afraid this is one time that persistence is not really going to pay off. You see, all Kroger Tenderay Beef is top-quality beef, grain-fed beef, and that kind is hard to get. Grain is scarce, for it's being sent to millions of starving people all over the world. And after those men and women and children have been fed, then our farmers will once more use grain for cattle feeding. When that happens, you'll again be able to buy all the juicy, delicious, fresh, and tender Kroger Tenderay steaks and roasts you want. In the meantime, you can depend on this. Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It is almost as easy to count the hours as the days before Penny's wedding to Steve Parker. The license has been gotten and all the legal steps have been taken. Now, Penny and Steve have nothing to do but wait for the day itself. This afternoon, they're taking a drive to pass away the time.
I never realized the countryside around Rossville was so beautiful, Penny.
It's lovely, Steve. We used to go for picnics over in that pine forest to the right.
Looks like a nice spot. So who do you mean by we?
Johnny, Keith, and I.
Oh.
I said goodbye to Johnny yesterday, Steve.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How's he taking this?
Well, how could he take it? The same as you take it if you were married and I was marrying someone else.
I'm not so sure I'd take it very nicely.
Yes, you would.
No, I'm not the nice guy Johnny Keith is. I think I'd blow my top, try to talk you out of getting married. Tell me, did Keith voice any objections to me?
Not one, darling. How could he? He likes you.
I'll bet.
He does, Steve.
Well, I should worry what he thinks of me. The important thing is, what do you think of me?
Guess.
Well, yesterday you were in love with me. But that was yesterday. How about today, this afternoon?
I'm afraid you'll be bored with the monotony of it all, darling. But I still love you.
Why, what constancy. You've loved me for 24 hours straight running. Kiss?
No, not while you're driving.
Is that the only objection?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that case...
Oh, Steve, don't stop the car in the middle of the road.
Why not? That's the smoothest part. Come here, you.
I'm here.
All right. Here.
Oh, darling.
Love me?
Mm-hmm.
Much?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Oh, so much. Steve, what's that?
Oh, ignore it.
Steve, we're blocking traffic.
So what?
Look at the cars jammed up behind us.
Oh, look at them. Why look at them when I can look at you?
Oh, Steve, we better get out of the road.
All right.
Oh, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
We ought to be ashamed. The people who blew all those horns ought to be ashamed. We weren't bothering them.
We were blocking the road.
So what? Who wants to go anyplace on a day like this?
I do. I have to get back to town and see Jed at the office.
What for?
So that you can see the plans for the new playground in Section A.
Section A? What's that?
Oh, Steve, you haven't forgotten the housing project.
What housing project?
Oh, Steve, stop teasing.
But do we have to go to Billings' office on such a beautiful afternoon?
We'll only be there a few minutes.
All right. Mr. Billings, here come Rossville's most ardent lovers. Make this business meeting short and sweet, will you, Mr. Billings?
Hey, Johnny.
Huh?
Can you come into my office a minute?
Sure, Jed.
Fine. I got something I want to show you.
What's the matter, Jed? You look worried.
I don't know whether I am or not. Close the door, son.
Sure. Now, what's up?
Here. Read this letter. Just got it a few minutes ago.
Oh? What is it?
Read it and you'll see. Here.
Thank you. Hey, that's from the FBI.
Uh-huh. And read what it says.
Let's see. Well, the FBI wants to look at our books, huh?
Yeah. Wonder why.
Well, I don't know. Can't be a tax thing. The Treasury would be doing the investigating.
Yes, I thought of that, too. Here's a questionnaire they sent me to fill out. You think of any information I've left out?
Let me see, Jed.
Here you are.
Mm-hmm. No, I've... Well, you've answered everything pretty fully.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I can't figure why the FBI wants to investigate us, Jed.
Well, the letter doesn't say the FBI is going to do much investigating. Just wants to look at our books a little and know the answer to a few questions.
What questions?
Well, a few are on that questionnaire.
Well, I know, Jed, but those are things it doesn't take an FBI man to find out. Those are mostly questions of personal identification.
Yes, but why does the FBI go to all the trouble of wanting to make sure of my identification unless they're after a specific man and I'm it?
Oh. Well, after they've received the questionnaire you filled out, they'll... No, you're not the man they want.
No, I got a feeling I'm the right man, all right. Jed Billings, Billings Construction Company, Rossville. That's me.
Yeah, but, Jed, it's crazy. Well, the FBI couldn't have any interest in you.
Yeah, I've been thinking maybe it's about that fire we had at the project.
Well, can't be that either, Jed. That was investigated by local authorities and cleared up.
Well, maybe so, as far as our part in it is concerned. But the Parker Enterprises is interstate, Johnny. That puts it under federal jurisdiction. And that's the FBI.
Yeah, but, Jed, if the FBI was investigating that fire, they'd go to the local authorities who did the investigating originally and do their questioning there. Mm-hmm. What's in our books that has any bearing on the fire?
Well, listen, if you'll remember, son, even the local authorities thought it was faulty material that caused that fire.
Uh-huh.
I tested the material used in our buildings as compared to a description of them as set down in our books. Would be plenty interesting to anyone investigating that fire. That's something the local authorities didn't think of doing. Maybe they just thought of that, too.
Then they'd reopen a case and do the investigating themselves.
Maybe so. But maybe the FBI has been working secretly all this time, just ready for the final move. I understand that's the way the FBI works a lot of times.
Hmm?
You don't even know you're being investigated until all of a sudden there's an FBI man standing in front of you telling you all about yourself, even down to what you ate for breakfast one rainy morning 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know the FBI is thorough.
Yeah.
Look, I'll tell you what, Jed. I've still got that friend on the local board that investigated the fire. I'll go down and see him.
Oh, what for?
Well, see if an FBI man's been talking to him.
He won't tell you anything like that, son.
Oh, he might.
Not if the FBI has sworn him to secrecy.
Oh, I know he won't in that case, but... Well, if he can tell me anything, he will. I'll be back in a little while, Johnny.
Well, all right, Johnny, but be careful what you say. We don't want to make this any worse than it is, you know.
Jed, you're a pessimist. Who said this is even bad? See you in a little while.
All right, son. Right here. FBI. Investigation. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it a bit. Come in.
Hello, Jed.
Oh, Penny, come on in.
Thank you.
Hello, Billings.
Why, Mr. Parker, how are you?
Fine. I understand you have some plans waiting for my approval.
Yes, I do, but...
Well, let me put my okay on them fast and get out of here.
Sure, but... There's another little matter I'd like to take up with you first, Mr. Parker.
It can wait. Can't it, Penny?
Oh, it depends what it is, Steve. Jed looks worried.
I am, Penny. Now, here, both of you. Take a look at this.
Look at what?
This letter and questionnaire from the FBI.
Huh?
Yeah. What do you make of it, Mr. Parker?
I don't know. Let's see that letter.
Here you are.
Well, what does it say, Steve?
Nothing much, darling, only that they want to look at our books up here.
Look at our books? Well, why?
The letter doesn't say why. Maybe the FBI doesn't know why.
What do you mean, Mr. Parker?
I mean that this is probably nothing at all but a routine investigation. Maybe even less than that. Yeah, put this letter in your file and forget about it.
Forget about it?
Sure. When the FBI man comes to see you, open your books for him, answer his questions, show him around the place. Even take him to lunch if he has the time. This may be not even a routine investigation. It may be nothing more than a little research. The FBI is asking to be allowed to impose on you for a little technical information about the construction business.
You think so?
Yes, I'm almost sure of it. Oh, say, am I glad I just remembered something. Penny, you mind staying here a little while I run up to the hotel for something?
No, darling, of course not.
Well, I'll pick you up here in half an hour. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Don't worry about that letter from the FBI, Billings. Nothing at all.
Well, I sure hope not.
No, don't give it another thought. See you in half an hour, Penny.
All right, darling. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Jed, may I see that letter?
Oh, sure, sure. Of course. Here you are.
Thank you.
Well, what do you make of it, Penny?
I don't know, Jed. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I could be investigated about. I haven't done anything wrong. My company hasn't done anything wrong.
I'm sure of that.
Maybe it's what Parker says, Penny. It's just a routine thing, or well, maybe it's just research.
Mm-hmm. But, does the FBI do that sort of thing?
Well, I don't know.
Jed, this, letter could be serious, you think, hmm?
Could be. I thought so until Parker told me to forget about it. And if Parker isn't going to worry about it, well, he knows more about these things than I do, so I'm not going to worry about it either.
So Jed's not going to worry. But does Steve know as much about an FBI investigation as he claims? Why does the FBI want to look at Jed's books? What will the investigation prove, and whom will it involve? Will it spoil Penny's wedding? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
You know, ladies, seems to me that almost everybody in our neighborhood is well acquainted with the fact that our Kroger Tender A beef is always both fresh and tender. But nowadays, I have to tell them that our world-famous Kroger Tender A beef just isn't always available. I hate to disappoint the folks, but I'm able to partly make up for it with a little tip. I'm recommending Kroger sausage. All our Kroger stores have a grand variety of Kroger sausage to choose from. Frankfurters, wieners, meatloaves, and a delicious assortment of cold cuts, too. No matter which Kroger sausage you choose, your family will be delighted with the fine, rich flavor. And remember, Kroger sausage is economical. There's no waste. And all Kroger sausage is made only of selected meats and are spiced just right. Stop in at your Kroger store soon, won't you? Ask for Kroger sausage.